from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
I'm going to have fun with this one on social media, believe me.
I don't think Lewis has fun on social media. I don't think Lewis. See,
I'm reformed on this, Chris. I feel like Lewis
would come. I feel like Lewis would come after me and just call me a clown and a nobody. Which, I mean, you know, if the shoe fits.
Oh wait, but there's more. Ryan Clark,
the Pittsburgh Steelers, right? I just being at practice and hearing the way this team is rallying around Kenny Pickett, all of the great things that's being said about his leadership, about his ability to work, about his ability to assess his play and then move forward with an understanding of how to get better. That ain't got nothing to do with dropping dimes. That has nothing to do with being able to step up in the pocket, throw in between the numbers, which is something we didn't see him do well last year. And even though it was against the twos of the Atlanta Falcons, early on in that same drive where George Pickens makes the great catch down the field, Deontay Johnson has one to the opposite side of the field. And then it's Jalen Carter. It's Najee Harris, right? You draft a nose grader in the first round to give you sort of that Marquise Pouncey feel to this offensive line. The Pittsburgh Steelers are getting back to who the Pittsburgh Steelers used to be. And Kenny Pickett is showing why he was drafted 20th overall. And here's another thing we have to remember. When we speak about Joe Burrow and his maturity, a lot of times we forget how old Joe Burrow was when he became the starter of the Cincinnati Bengals. Kenny Pickett is much the same. He played a ton of football as a Pitt Panther. He was a guy that was extremely successful. He isn't one of these players who has to get acclimated to the position. This team is going to be the dark horse team when it comes to playoff contenders in the AFC, and I believe that they're going to be hell the entire season, and it starts with the confidence they have now in their young second-year quarterback.
They were hell.
Yeah, I will say this. Kenny Pickett is 20.
Okay, and that was something Mike Greenberg tried to say there at the end. Yeah,
I feel bad for Ryan there. Here's Pony.
So let's stop blaming me or stop saying that I was the ringleader of this when people that are not even in Pittsburgh with much bigger reaches than me were saying...
Schrager does have a big reach.
He's on Good Morning Football. They were saying equally audacious things about Kenny Pickett.
The praise was effusive, but you know what? That hasn't stopped me. By the way, oh no, you don't have as many followers as Riddick. Wow, he has a ton. Let's get a three-pack. He had a three-pack of audio samples for us there, Donnie. I have a three-pack of Pony's tweets from Pickett about Pickett from last year. You ready? Let's go in chronological order. This one must have been a birthday present to me, March 15th, a mere few days after my birthday. Steelers fans should count their blessings that Kenny Pickett is in town. Instead of selling your soul for Aaron Rodgers or talking yourself into the inaccurate Will Levis, you have a total badass, a guy that won two games late in the year with sheer will.
Yes.
August 25th, 2023. My Kenny Pickett takes from more than a year ago are now being regurgitated by many in local and national media. And guess what? I love it. I saw greatness and wasn't shy about saying it. This is an inclusive club. I welcome anyone and everyone. Get on board.
Yep.
September 10th, 2023. Kenny Pickett season predictions. 28 passing touchdowns. 7 rushing touchdowns. 4,100 passing yards. 8 interceptions. 14 wins. MVP votes. Trip to Vegas for Super Bowl, 58?
And that's why I'm looking at tonight's game in a completely different way.
Hold on, my favorite one, though, because that last one's September.
You needed a fourth here?
That last one's September 10th. September 21st, 2023. Pickett, the odds-on favorite to be the first quarterback benched? Seriously? And it's a get-go ad. You're going through the car wash.
You know, you guys... Fine. If you want to continue to overreact to preseason and not learn your lesson and laugh,
go ahead. Mercy.
I'm going to be watching this game totally differently tonight.
With your pants on this time.
Marcus Golden retired a few minutes ago. I'm going to try to bring order to
this. Unreal. Unbelievable.
What?
You just walked right through that one. You know you wanted to fire off a rebuttal.
I'm a new man. I can't stress that enough here.
All right, you're a new man. I am surprised by this Marcus Golden thing because he didn't practice the last 2 days, fine, but man, it comes at you quick as far as you decide what you just can't or don't want to go through what it takes to do this anymore in his case. And you know what the immediate offshoot question has to be, right?
Go ahead.
What happens? Well, like pedigree-wise, what happens with DeMarvin Leal now?
I think he moves to outside linebacker. Like that's where he practiced the last couple of days.
He becomes like a big Lamar Woodley type. He's taller than
really
Woodley.
Really big.
I mean, Woodley played at the end at like 280 probably.
Yeah, but he wasn't good at the end. That
no,
was the
I know.
Problem.
But Leal carries, what is he, 275, and he's about 6'3", 6'4", I think. Woodley was like in his prime about 6'2", what, 265, 260? He played somewhere in that range. Leal 6'3", 6'4", 275, even 6'5", 275, that makes a little more sense. It's a big rush linebacker like that, but he hasn't gotten it done on the line. I'd like to see somebody with his basic physical skills be given a try to just beat somebody one-on-one like that out there. That's what I want to see happen out of this.
I feel like Nick Herbig, if given the chance, is ready for a big year, but he's blocked by the best edge rushing tandem in the entire league. So I didn't think they needed to bring Golden back. I thought it was kind of a luxury signing when it happened. I actually thought it might mean that Alex Highsmith was getting traded, but you very accurately and intelligently pointed out that Highsmith's contract got restructured in a way where there's so much dead money there that you really couldn't trade him.
Mm-hmm.
What continues to bother me about the one complaint I have about Watt as a player and Highsmith as a player is that I feel like they come off the field too much.
Watt particularly, so, given you know how good he is.
So that's why Golden, as a backup, say, has more value, you know, would have had more value to the Steelers than like whoever's backing up Myles Garrett in Cleveland. But the Leal thing just... They drafted him so high in the third round because they thought he was a great athlete for his size, and we just haven't seen it. And it just seems like a lot of square peg, round hole, or round peg, square hole, however the hell that thing works. They're going to now try. It's like...
It reflects poorly on them because they felt like they could turn a tweener into a guy who had a definitive NFL position and a weapon, and so far it's been the complete opposite, I would say. Don't you think they felt like we will figure him out and we will find how to use
your third round picks, in my opinion, should eventually turn into good starters. That's what Alex Highsmith is. He's a very good starter, but he was a third round pick.
Mm-hmm.
Leal was a third round pick. This is now year three for him. He should be a guy who's good enough to start. He's not even close.
No, you would settle for him finding a position he can handle and starting to become like a decent backup, I think, this year. Do you hear what he was asked if it was now or never time. Did you hear what he said? I don't know about never, but it's definitely now for me. Boy, those are big words.
Ominous words, maybe. A harbinger of big things to come, you think? No, I do not. But
I mean, they could use a guy like him just breaking out as a defensive weapon for them.
I mean, I would think tonight it'll be Herbig on one side and Leal on the other. I wouldn't anticipate them playing Highsmith or Watt at all, would you? Tomlin might
definitely
have,
not Watt. Tomlin might have ruled him out.
Oh, he did.
Either guy's playing.
Okay. Wait, did he go through the list?
It was out there yesterday.
Yeah, there's seven guys not playing. It's Highsmith, Watt, Hayward, Fitzpatrick, then Wilson. No Wilson, no Seumalo, no Patrick Queen.
So who is the
those are the official ones?
So who
playing.
Is the best player on the Steelers? Who's expected to play tonight, who hasn't been already ruled out by Mike?
PZ Jr. or Pickens?
I was going to say Pickens.
Pickens.
Plus,
Harris and Warren haven't been actually ruled out, have they?
No.
But I would bet Harris ends up being one of those.
Did you say Freiermuth?
He hasn't been ruled out either.
I bet you Harris doesn't play, right? It'll be just maybe not even
I wouldn't.
Warren.
I'd prefer why like would you none even of those bother? Guys touch the football.
Well, I know that, but you're saying why wouldn't he play? We've seen him.
Well, didn't they learn their lesson with him?
I hope so.
That's what I mean. Like, they saw him get
Donnie, look it up,
the
Tampa Bay game last year, the first preseason game. Give me a stat line on Najee. We know Pickens caught a touchdown pass from Kenny. He played. Did Tomlin give Najee and Jalen Warren very little reps in that game against Tampa?
He might have watched the first Pickett play and then seeing, hey, we don't need you. Kenny is cooking so much. You can just chill. I think the one about your get on board, I have an inclusive, this is an inclusive bandwagon, everybody and anybody welcome. I think that's my favorite one of the bunch.
Why wouldn't people like that kind of thought from a talk show host? I'm not trying to polarize people. We get accused of polarizing and trying to divide people all the time.
Somebody there did I that was yesterday when they made fun of me and said, you know, they talked about my lack of hair.
Yeah.
Our boss heard that and said I was trying to be a uniter, not a divider.
Harris did play. He did not run the ball. He had one reception for -1 yard. Mm.
Leal instantly with this news, just knowing how they're thin again now at that position as far as proven talent. They've got their two starters in Herbig. Honestly, that vaults Leal up into like we did our top five guys we're interested to see in this game yesterday. We did a little impromptu power ranking. Leal probably comes in at the honorable mention level now for me.
Text us on the Edgar Snyder Associates fan text line. It is our PM team, unofficial pregame show for Steelers and Texans. You will hear the Steelers explain to us what the hell this new football kickoff rule is when we come back, and we'll tell you if that makes sense to us. We're live here until 6. Let's get Donnie headline in. We're right back on the Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame.
Two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly, beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah. Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Frazier is a rookie, but also at the same time, Herbie is kind of learning, specifying a new position at center himself.
Herbie's got experience at the position. I wouldn't say that it's new to him. He's done it in the NFL. He's got starter experience at the position on other teams in the NFL. And so I don't know how I would describe him as inexperienced in it.
I hadn't heard that before. That was Tomlin, I think, making it sound like it's not really two guys starting from the same place for the center competition, Nate Herbig and Zach Frazier. Herbig will likely start. Frazier will come in and play, I would think, a bunch of tonight's game. One of the rookie players that Steelers fans are excited about seeing for the first time in uniform in a game. Say goodbye to all your gutter problems with Gutter Helmet. Book a free estimate at gutterhelmet.com. We are counting you down to kickoff, Steelers and Texans. Do we have a line on this game, Donnie? You can bet these things. FanDuel has lines. They don't offer up props. I wish they did. Like, give me a Kyle Allen passing prop tonight. Oh, you know, God. Give me a LaMichael Perine rushing yard prop. Give me a Scotty Miller.
1-800-GAMBLER.
Receiver prop.
Looks like Houston -2.5.
Okay. C.J. Stroud expected to play. How about that?
I don't know if I...
That's a season ender if DeMarvin Leal rolls up on him.
Man, I don't love that. And you know, I think Ryan's is a very good head coach who's only going to get better. But oof, I'm not a fan of that at all if I'm a Texans fan.
Next hour, PM Team Steelers Texans White Hot Takes.
It's time for the PM Team Pittsburgh Houston White Hot Takes.
Ooh, listen to how hot that grill is, man. That one got put together quickly. I think I requested something to that effect earlier today.
Those takes were sizzling.
Molar.
And they will
Molesy.
Be. At 5:30. Do we have that, Donnie?
Molesy.
Steve Wilson. Gap
Am I wrong to get mad about that or no?
Go to hell, Molesy.
Does that answer your question?
Yes, it does.
The Steelers just posted this to their Twitter account for fans who are going to watch football for the first time since last year's Super Bowl. And that's most people, I don't think. A big share of our audience watched the Hall of Fame game or watched Panthers and Patriots on NFL Network last night.
I did not.
Scott Zolak doing play-by-play.
Ringgold High.
Yeah. His dad was the coach there and athletic director. Did you know that?
I think I knew he was, one or the other. I didn't know if he was that he was both.
Very smug, Scott Zolak. Well, I know he's one of us, but he's gone to Boston, and now I think he's very punchable.
Well, I kind of figured that that's what you were getting at.
Yeah.
Because I have remembered a lot of people saying that. But now as I say that out loud, I believe he's another Awaken 180 success story. So I think he's a great guy.
So I see Scott Zolak and I just want to go, bam!
But there's a lot of muscle there where there might have been flab before.
The physical training of me? You're saying
no,
me.
For him, he lost all that weight.
So yeah, now like he's upped his game and I've upped my game too.
In different ways. But he being an NFL quarterback once upon a time might have you beat. I heard you, tough day at the gym though today.
It was not my best.
Now you got to shower
well. But I'm getting better
because
I fought through it, exactly.
Push through the pain. Mike Tomlin, by the way, pounding the table for the idea that Nate Herbig's got a ton of center experience. Really?
No, he doesn't.
Like, what are we talking about here, Mike?
Do you have his stats pulled up?
I was like looking up on PFF while you were talking there. Two snaps at center in 2020. Two. Mm-hmm. How many do you think he had in 2021?
Zero.
He had 47.
Okay.
47 snaps at center. 2022, so we're at 49 cumulatively. Just stay with me.
Yep.
Zero the next year. Last year, zero snaps at center. He doesn't even have 50 snaps in regular season games in his entire career at center.
Yeah, Mike doesn't know what he's talking about.
Well,
I
think he knows exactly how many snaps Herbig has had. I think he's just trying to create veteran-rookie dynamic here.
This is Max Starks describing the new NFL kickoff rule for those of you who haven't seen it, and we'll see it for the first time tonight.
The kicker will still kick off from his own 35, but his teammates will now line up on the opponent's 40. which is 25 yards ahead of where they lined up in past years. And they cannot move downfield until the ball is either touched by the opponent or hits the ground. The receiving team must line up at least 9 players between the 30 and 35 yard line in what's being called the setup zone. And they're allowed a maximum of 2 players inside the landing zone, which is between the goal line and the 20. If a kickoff hits short of the landing zone, the receiving team automatically starts at their own 40-yard line. If it lands inside the landing zone and goes through the end zone, the drive starts at the 20. Any kick that is downed in or lands in the end zone and goes through results in a touchback to the 30-yard line. If a kickoff goes out of bounds, the receiving team takes possession on its 40-yard line. Finally, onside kicks are only permitted in the fourth quarter.
All right, Max Starks. Also,
I just lost a bunch of that in the middle.
No more fair catches.
Which ones get the ball back at the 20 for a touchback if the kick is all the way through the end zone?
No, if the ball is kicked through the end zone,
it's the 30.
Then it's the 30.
What was the 20 situation?
If it's kicked off, and let's say the ball lands at the 2-yard line and then rolls into the end zone and it's covered up, then you'd get it back at the 20.
Incentivizing the return there. You got to return it.
Yep.
See, I have said this from the start. I am actually not in the group of people saying that they've ruined this or that they've screwed this up. They have, but not in the way people think. They have just attached too many rules and caveats to it to try to differentiate it from the original thing they were stealing from the XFL. No. This is our idea. It's got this little tweak. Why is there? Did the XFL have a setup zone, or did they all line up 5 yards apart?
The setup zone
between the 30 and 35?
You were listening to that. Where is the? Where are the kickoff teams' 10 players lined up?
The 40.
Okay.
25 yards ahead of where they were last year.
Good job. What is the landing zone?
The goal line to the 20.
Okay, so you were listening. You were listening pretty good.
But why do you need a land? Just have the return team be set up 5 yards away and go. Why is there a setup zone? Can they have it staggered where half the guys are set up on the 35 and half of them are set up on the 30?
I think they want them so close together so there's less risk for injury.
No, I understand that. So why are they giving them the option to be an extra 5 yards back? Why wouldn't you just have them set 5 yards apart?
So at the 35 and 40 instead of...
Or they think that that's unfair to the return team. They need a little extra time to set up their blocks.
So those 9 guys then, they get to stagger it, or they have to pick
yard
line?
That's what I was just asking. Could 5 of them be on the 35 and the other 5, or the other 4 be on the 30?
Donnie, do you know the answer to that question?
Could they be...
Do all 9 guys have to be at a certain yard line from the 30 to the 35, or
could
it alternate? Space them out?
Could it be a guy at the 35, next guy at the 30, back to the 35, and you go in a zigzag pattern? I'm asking this seriously and not to be a jackass.
So am I.
I have no idea if you're allowed to do any
of these
things.
Really thought of that.
Danny's been chewing gum hard at work figuring all this stuff out.
I think we're going to get to a point this season, and it might even be week 1, where teams just say, the hell with it. We're going to kick the ball through the end zone, and you're going to go 70 yards every drive.
What would be the way that so Belichick, when he was coaching, would have always been the guy to try to exploit this. I guess what would it have been? Try to kick a ball far enough away from the return man, but if they have 2 guys back there, it's hard to do that it bounces into the end zone in such a way that they just feel better smothering it. But that's such a narrow, that's almost impossible.
I also heard the idea, I forget where. Maybe it was Jeff that brought it up. I feel like somebody brought it up after one day at practice. Just having a position player that can kick the football a decent distance so you don't waste having a kicker out there.
Can you fair catch these or no?
No.
Okay.
So Donnie's point is that Jeff brought up apparently is if you have a good athlete who can kick it,
like Ocho Cinco.
That way
the
last line of defense is not
athlete.
A kicker. It's actually someone who's a football
player.
Wouldn't
it be somebody who ideally is an off or a defensive player? Because we've seen Gronk be the last line of defense on a Hail Mary and that worked horribly. You wouldn't want to risk a wide receiver.
Yeah, so, I would think a Minkah Fitzpatrick.
Well, Justin Reed we know. Remember Justin Reed would kick some?
Yeah, he has.
Justin Reed would be an example of this. But again, isn't he a starter quality guy? Who's he
for Houston now?
Yeah.
Oh, maybe we'll see him do it tonight. That would be pretty wild.
But nobody's going to risk, even though the play is supposed to be a lot safer. I don't think anyone's really going
to
risk
until
they have to.
If you had to take a guess on the Steelers roster who the best defensive player is,
who could also
kick, who would it be for you?
Minka's up there, but I would think Peasy probably.
Oh, because of the celebration?
Yeah.
The kick celebration?
Or, I mean, then TJ Watt gets that high knee up there.
I'm going to shock you. I'm going to go Benton.
Is he in Dominican Sue or something?
I just think the guy is, he was a wrestler, football player. I think he can do it all.
Wouldn't we have already heard somebody say at practice, like, word leaks out, DeMarvin Leal?
Actually, I'm taking that back. Pretend I never said it. Highsmith. Baseball player, fantastic hand-eye coordination. Exactly.
You kick with your feet.
I know.
Hand-eye.
Foot-eye. Has anyone ever said that before?
No, you're a first. What if they had used Kenny for this last year, if it had existed? They found out Kenny was just terrific on kickoffs.
Well, you're allowed to have a 12th guy out there. Someone is allowed to be back there to hold the ball on the tee in windy conditions and then run off the field. With Kenny's dainty hands, he would have been great at that.
Just pick up that tee, scoop that bad boy up.
Well,
and
I'm saying just,
there.
You know, his fingers when he puts it on the
ball. Oh, very delicate. There's still a lot of surface area to kick while missing his fingers.
Correct.
But the wind might have been too strong and would have blown the ball off the tee anyway.
I didn't think about that.
I'm holding it for all I can, coach.
He's playing tonight.
He's going to be the Kyle Allen of that game, potentially. He's fighting for his backup life right now.
Follow us on Twitter, brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Donnie's spin on tonight's preseason game is next in the debrief, but first a headline. That music means it is football time. The Donnie football debrief, and it comes your way 2.5 hours before kickoff. Steelers and Texans on our PM team unofficial pregame show. Donnie?
The debrief, August 9, 2024.
And by the way, it comes your way at 4:30. Time to start your weekend off right with Archie's Famous Wings. You love Archie.
Yes. So there is not much you can wager on in this game. They don't really have any player props available, which I think is probably a smart move in the preseason, because if you get caught up there, you're probably in some sort of bad way. So it's really just...
Wait a minute. What do you mean by that? Like, if I'm betting on the over-under Quez Watkins catches, I need to re-examine
1-800
my life.
Probably, gambler. Yes.
They're
playing a relatively meaningless football game.
I agree with you on that.
No, you don't. I can hear it in your voice. You don't.
Well, that's because I go back to my friend Danny Parkin's take on this. Anything you feel like you have an edge on,
you should bet.
And if you had, like, knowledge from Jeff being at practice and being around the team that this guy would play more than the experts thought or think, then you should bet it.
Now, would you feel like in Danny's betting career that approach has ultimately yielded?
No, I do not think it's worked. I think he
loses more than he wins.
I think he has a hard time practicing what he preaches.
Has he profited off this approach? You would say no.
Maybe once in a blue moon.
It just sounds good.
But I think the reason why they don't post the player props is because of exactly what I'm talking about. Like, it's just hard to, if you're a sports book, you really have to work extra hard to figure out how much these coaches are going to play the Scribinos, and is it worth it? And if somebody's been around the team, they might be able to take advantage of that and, you know, take the casino
to the cleaners. Yeah.
Yes.
Well, I do like your logic that in preseason games, if you're going to just bet the game, like bet a straight-up winner or use the spread, just look at the backup quarterback situation
on
both sides.
That is one of my tenets of betting
which,
the preseason.
I mean, I do think Houston, you got our guy Mills Davis, RIP John Clayton, and you also have Case Keenum in there.
And you have C.J. Stroud, who's going to play at the beginning of the game.
Yes, which could be 2 touchdown drives. It could be 2 3-and-outs. Who knows?
And they also have a game under their belts.
Yes.
They've shaken the rust off. So now you're talking me into possibly betting the Texans.
The Steelers also have that preseason streak going. They're like the Ravens.
What is it now?
I don't even know. I just know that they haven't lost in like 3 years. 2 or 3 years in the preseason.
So much to consider for a preseason game.
A lot at stake.
How excited would you say, Donnie, on a 1 to 10 scale you are for the return of football, albeit preseason?
8.5, 9.
I said 9.5.
You guys are incredible.
And it doesn't feel like I'm as excited as
incredibly
I was last
cool.
season.
Yes.
Oh, last season you guys were both at an absolute fever
pitch. Yeah. I mean, that was like an 11 or 12.
No, I'm
going to probably... Learned. He's lowered his meter down to an 8.5.
Sure. I'm probably going to cut the grass while this game is at least going on at the start. and I'll just catch it on DVR.
No, you better get it in, Malzy, because apparently that the remnants of Debbie's coming.
She's
through.
Already passed us,
little Debbie.
She was hitting where you know where you're from, your stomping grounds, Westmoreland, your Indiana counties, your Blair counties, your Somerset counties.
Yeah, we haven't gotten an alert today, so that's been
no.
Nice.
She's already little Debbie's already passed.
Okay, so last year we know they went 3-0, and Kenny was 5-for-5 for scoring drives, five drives,
listen
five
to
touchdowns.
How wistful he's getting right so, now. It's like remembering a past relationship.
2022, we have 3-0 again. Seattle, Jacksonville, mm-hmm. Detroit.
Well, Kenny with that big gutsy throw to Freiermuth in Jacksonville.
Oh,
I believe.
That was beautiful.
Filled with
right
guts.
Up the, just right down the seam.
Took a big pop oof. When he threw it. Oof, guts.
And he brought him back in that Seattle game. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
That was tremendous.
Oh my goodness.
I was in New Orleans for my fifth wedding anniversary, and I said, we got to go to a bar that has Seahawks-Steelers preseason.
Pretty much a miracle you've made it to a sixth and
that's
subsequent.
That's a true story.
I know.
And then we went to Pat O'Brien's and drank Hurricanes to celebrate. Well, at least I did.
Ooh, I remember, was it your wedding? I got after the Hurricanes pretty good at Pat O'Brien's.
2021, they went 3-1. They won the Hall of Fame game. Mm. They beat Philly. They beat Dallas. And then,
disaster
the rivalry
struck.
Is old as time.
Panthers-Steelers.
Panthers-Steelers. I miss the Steelers and Panthers in the preseason.
Oh, that was always number four.
Throw away the record books.
You really got those down the liners because they knew that was Last Chance Saloon.
That was Grove City.
So you had Pomp just giving it. He's putting everybody over.
RJ Bowers of Grove City.
That is so true.
Who was the kid they had from Shippensburg who was trying to make the team
Somebody's
once?
Somebody's going to make this roster based on tonight. Who is going to make that who great will be last impression?
Who will be this year? Stephon Logan.
Oh, Stephon Logan. What an era that was. Yep, I mean, Pomp, he was like a jobber from the 80s just putting guys over. He was like SD Jones at WrestleMania.
Man, the Steelers got walloped in that game, 34-9.
Pop was the guy already in the ring, and the guy's wearing plain blue trunks and
how
boots.
About this?
You know he's getting squashed in 2 minutes.
That's right. That was remember Haskins started? Then it
oh,
was
yeah.
like a chance for him to
yeah.
see what he looked
yep.
like with not really the first team offense, but with some better guys. The Panthers played Darnold in that game. He was 19 of 25 for two touchdowns. The guy otherwise sucks. Every time he plays against a Pittsburgh team, I come away
him.
Impressed.
Yeah.
Penn State in the Rose Bowl, the Jets game with Duck at quarterback, the Carolina game you were at. I thought Darnold played his ass off even though they lost. Would you agree?
Yeah, he played a pretty good game.
So, yeah, that's the last time the Steelers lost.
Did you really
say
Penn
game.
State's a Pittsburgh team? I guess kind of, yeah.
We have beat writers at each paper. When they play, they get
no,
mentioned in headlines.
No, I know.
Austin Bechtold also covers them somehow and was at Penn State Media Day.
Little Joe Smeltzer covers them, too.
Yeah.
Wait, anything Austin else? Was at Media Day?
He was.
Man, yeah. That kid is everywhere now. You can't escape him.
I also had another thought going into tonight, but I just feel like the offensive player, if you had to pick an offensive and defensive player, just one guy you're most excited for, the offensive guy, is it anybody besides Justin Fields?
Fautanu. I want to see how he looks. First time going against somebody wearing an opposite uniform trying to get past him. I've heard good things about how he's done in camp so far against, you know, Watt, for example. But I want to see him when it's really happening.
My defensive pick is Peyton Wilson.
I think that's everybody. I feel like that's everybody. Starkey was all over
Beanie
that.
Beanie Bishop is another one.
Beanie for the curiosity factor because it's just unheard of for an undrafted rookie free agent to start for this team.
I am curious to see how much that fullback plays. Jack Coletto. And if he lays waste to somebody, you want to talk about getting Pomp out of his seat. This guy, Jack Coletto. He ain't afraid to hit somebody. He'll run somebody over for a job.
I thought that was Dan Kreider.
Charlie, they say the fullback position is dead. Jack Coletto performing CPR, bringing it back to life.
And are we going to get Pomp doing the reads for, like, the weirdest CW shows of all time? Remember that?
KDK plus well,
no,
now.
Here's what we can do. Jack Coletto, he's single-handedly bringing the fullback position back to life. And coming up this fall on KDKA Plus, he's a former NFL player turned doctor. Check out, I don't know, you know, just whatever.
We got Vampire Diaries season 8.
Yeah, that's the one I always remember.
Jack Coletto's first NFL game, which reminds me, a new season of Jane the Virgin starts up this fall. on KDKA Plus.
Jack Coloto mowing him down in Houston, leaving bodies in his wake. Coming to KDKA Plus, CSI Houston. The gang, who would it be? Starring Jimmy Smits.
Calvin Austin, listed at only 5'8". Coming August 12th, Smallville. To KDKA. I mean, the CW.
Juju Smith-Schuster, he's been picked up by the Steelers. They owe him $7 million in New England. The Steelers paying him barely north of $1 million. He's had a lot of surgeries. Juju Smith-Schuster, much like, coming to KDKA Plus, the reboot, the $6 million man.
The CW really had some wacky shows that he used to have to do reads for.
The vampire ones were always the funniest. Like, it was always some sort of supernatural garbage starring actors and actresses you'd never heard of. His contempt for them underneath, like, the enthusiastic presentation was just unbelievable.
And Bob had to, like...
He had to give it some, like,
Bob
gusto.
Bob had to sell it like MASH was coming back for its final season.
He had to
season.
Sell it like Hogan hit him for the leg drop, yeah. Oh, the... You could always tell, too, he was such a pro about it. He put everything he had into it, and you could hear in his voice, if you knew what to listen for, that he would never one time in his life watch a second of those shows.
Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevy. For tonight's game, 62 and clear, so it doesn't look like we'll have any rain in the forecast. Continue our preview of tonight's game. PM Team, unofficial pregame show for Steelers and Texans. Here until 6, and then do we know who takes over pregame coverage from there? At 6?
Well, Josh Roundtree.
Josh Roundtree will. A guy that was in the mix for the Steelers play-by-play job. Will you think the devastation of not getting that job will seep into his coverage tonight?
Are you asking if I think there will be some bitterness, some palpable bitterness in Josh's voice? No.
I'd love for him to just disagree with everything they're doing just because he feels like that should be his job.
Something, by the way, I never thought I would see, but I see the picture posted on Twitter. A fan with a Kenny Pickett jersey has it duct taped over with the name Maddox on the back.
I don't know what to do with my Kenny jersey.
Goodwill?
Do they have an exchange program?
Oh, man.
I think they should. Bring in a Kenny jersey, get a Fields or Wilson. Or get a throwback. Get a Bradshaw.
I think that store that City Limits worked at did something like that early in the offseason. I also think Permanis did some sort of exchange.
What's that store called? It's got a strange name.
Definitely You.
That's right.
Should I text Austin and say, hey?
Well, Definitely You take a very gently used Kenny Pickett.
Can I trade my Pickett jersey in for a Bradshaw?
You should only be able to get like a sleeve of the Bradshaw jersey for the Pickett.
I was going to say they charge him even more for the Bradshaw than what it originally was.
We're taking this back. It's like the old Harold Ramirez and Reese McGuire getting thrown into the deal. You want us to hold this thing for you and keep it. You got to throw an extra.
Chris Hoke gives his pregame thoughts as well next hour. Don't go anywhere. Quick timeout, then a long commercial-free segment as our unofficial pregame show comes right back.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rat pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.